November 25th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you, the soul of this nation is suffering as people have placed belief in popular opinion over the truth. Understand how far from the truth people have strayed when the right to sin is championed and those who oppose sin are seen as the villains. Satan's kingdom is the world and all its allurements. His standards are reflected in violence, immorality, and all that leads the soul away from his own salvation. But heaven is intervening here at this site, Maranatha Spring and Shrine, and at others throughout the world. Do not be so foolish as to ignore heaven's call to return to righteousness. Do not misinterpret the commandments by placing new and erroneous meanings on them. Keeping the commandments is to maintain a healthy relationship with God. Redefining the commandments fractures the relationship between God and man and calls upon divine justice. I depend on the prayers of the remnant faithful as protection against the flood of the compromise of truth. You, the faithful remnant, are the way to reconciliation with the divine will of my Father. I am calling you to have a heart of courage, fortitude, and above all, truth. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The synopsis, description of the coming of the Antichrist and the prelude to the second coming of Christ. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who do not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.